The scripture verse that I'm reading is on the back. No, there is no devotional. It's just here. I just have it. It's Luke 7, 18 through 22, if you'll allow me to read it to you. Jesus had just begun his ministry, and John's disciples are sharing things with him about what's going on. I will have to say this before I read this little section of Luke's gospel, that maybe you are all like me, but sometimes I think there are things in the Bible that are especially for me, just particularly for me. One of them has to do with relationships, and especially relationships between mothers and sons and mothers with each other. So when I read things like this in Luke's gospel, I am aware that John's parents, John the Baptist's parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, lived, as Luke tells it, in a Judean town in the hill country. And that was where Mary fled hastily after her visit from the angel Gabriel and learning that she was highly favored of the Lord, which tells me something about who Elizabeth was to her. I also know, and we all know, that Elizabeth's baby, John, leapt or moved in the womb at the sight of Mary and understanding who was in that presence with him, the Lord Jesus. That's a pretty powerful beginning and a pretty amazing thing for two women to share. So it would have a little bit to do, I know, as a mother of sons, it would have a little bit to do with how Jesus and John were with each other. So when this happened, what I'm going to read to you, I think it's important to understand that they would be able to speak to each other, John and Jesus, in a unique way. A very unique way, based on what they knew to be true and what they believed. So I keep that in my mind as I read this. So Jesus had just begun his ministry. I'm reading from Luke 7. Then John's disciples told him about all these things. So John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord, asking, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for someone else?" When the men reached him, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to ask you, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for someone else?" At that time, Jesus healed many people of diseases, plagues, and evil spirits, and he granted sight to many blind people. He replied to them, "Go and report to John the things you have seen and heard. The blind received their sight, the lame walked, those with skin diseases are healed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them."